Today, we'd like to see the title of Rehoboam in the book of the 2 Chronicles, chapter 10, verses 1 to 19. To online with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 2, so it happened when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard it, he was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon, that Jeroboam returned from Egypt. Why did Jeroboam flee to Egypt? Question 2, in verse 5. So he said to them, come back to me after 3 days. And the people departed. How did Jeroboam seek the answer? And what lesson is it to us? Question 3, in verse 15. So the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of events was from God, and the Lord might fulfill his word, which he had spoken by the hand of Ahijah the Shilonite to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. What divine characters can we see in a big picture? 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 30 and 31. Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. Then Solomon rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his place. Right here, Solomon reigned united Israel for 40 years in Jerusalem. Compared to David, David also reigned 40 years, but his reigned 7 years and 6 months only in southern Judah, then the leftover life, 33 years. He reigned united Israel. That's 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 4 to 5. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron, he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem, the capital city, he reigned 33 years of all Israel and Judah. Then 2 Chronicles chapter 10, verse 1. And Rehoboam went to Shechem. How comes Rehoboam is went to Shechem rather than Jerusalem? Due to heavy taxes and heavy laborers to build the temple, palace, the city of Jerusalem, other cities, and to repair the city of David, many opponents against Solomon existed, supporting Jeroboam, the servant of Solomon. Probably this contention caused Rehoboam went to Shechem, the northbound of Jerusalem city, for all Israel had gone to Shechem to make him king. So it happens when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard it, he was in Egypt, where he had fled from the presence of King Solomon. How come Jeroboam fled into Egypt from Israel? Why? Due to Ahijah's prophecy about Jeroboam to be a king over 10 tribes of Israel, Solomon sought to kill him. Let's talk about 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 26 up to 40. Then Solomon's servant Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephraim was the second son of Joseph, Ephraimite from Jereda, whose mother's name was Jeruah, a widow, also rebelled against the king. And this is what caused him to rebel against the king. Solomon had built the Millo. Millo is basically Solomon's wife's house, palace, Dora's house, repaired the damage to the city of David, his father. The man, Jeroboam, was a mighty man of valor, of courage. And Solomon, seeing that the young man was industrious, made him the officer of all the labor force of the house of Joseph. Now it happened at that time when Jeroboam went out of Jerusalem that the prophet Ahijah the Shilonite met him on the way, and he had clothed himself with a new garment, and the two were alone in the field. Then Ahijah took hold of the new garment that was on him and tore it into 12 pieces. And he said to Jeroboam, take for yourself 10 pieces, representing 10 tribes. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I will tear the kingdom out of the hand of Solomon and will give 10 tribes to you. But he shall have one tribe. Here, one tribe indicating Benjamin tribe. Is Solomon come from tribe of Judah, so one tribe in addition, Benjamin tribe, for the sake of my servant David, and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, because they have forsaken me and worshipped Ashtoreth. Because Solomon, in the last life of his time, he worshipped a lot of idols because of 1,000 his wives and concubines. The goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of the Moabites, and Milcom, the god of the people of Ammon, and have not walked in my ways to do what is right in my eyes and keep my statutes and my judgments, as did his father David. However, I will not take the whole kingdom out of his hand, because I have made him ruler all the days of his life for the sake of my servant David, because of Solomon's father's sake, whom I chose, because David kept my commandments and my statutes, but I will take the kingdom out of his son Solomon's hand, give it to you, 10 tribes. And to his son, here, Rehoboam, I will give one tribe in addition, Benjamin tribe only, plus Judah, that my servant David may always have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen for myself, to put my name there. So I will take you, and you shall reign over all your heart's desires, and you shall be king over Israel. Then it shall be, if you heed all that I command you, walk in my ways and do what is right in my sight, to keep my statutes and my commandments as my servant David did, then I will be with you and build for you an enduring house as I built for David, and will give Israel to you. And I will afflict the descendant of David because of this, but not forever. Solomon therefore sought to kill Jeroboam, but Jeroboam arose and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt, and was in Egypt until the death of Solomon. Now the Solomon died, so here Jeroboam came back in to Israel. So that Jeroboam returned from Egypt. Verse 3. Then they sent for him and called him, and Jeroboam and all Israel, Jeroboam and his supporters, all Israel, the 10 tribes, representative, except Judah and Benjamin tribes. All Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, "Your father," which means Solomon, "made our yoke heavy. Now therefore lighten the burdensome service." Simply ease the burden, such as heavy labor, heavy tax. So lighten the burdensome service of your father and his heavy yoke, which he put on us, and we'll serve you. Simply, they said, reduce the burden, then we'll serve you continually. So he said to them here, he, which meaning Rehoboam, new king, the son of Solomon, said to them, "Come back to me after 3 days." And the people departed. Here, question two, how did he get his answer? How did Rehoboam get his answer? Here, after days, in this context, first, he did not seek God for counsel first, rather than seek people for counsel, people for answer. So sought men for counsels. And third one, here, Rehoboam, young guy, rejected the elders' counsel and accepted the young man's counsel, or his peers' counsel. So see verses 6 to 14 below for detail. So then question, what lesson is it to us? That's question 2. Oh, verse 6, then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who stood before his father Solomon while he still lived, saying, "How do you advise me to answer these people?" So he sought the answer from elders, and they spoke to him, saying, "If you are kind to these people and please them," simply meaning reduce the burden, "and speak good words to them, they will be your servants forever." So simply reduce the heavy burden, and they will serve you forever. So here, real reasonable advisor, but he rejected the advice. Rehoboam rejected the elders' advisor, simply rejected the advice which the elders had given him. So Rehoboam should not reject it simply, but consider it seriously as his father's advice, but simply rejected and consulted the young man who had grown up with him. That's called peers, P-E-E-R, peers, who stood before him. And he said to them, "What advice do you give? How should we answer these people who have spoken to me, saying, 'Lighten the yoke which your father put on us'?" Then the young man who had grown up with him spoke to new King Rehoboam, saying, "Thus you should speak to the people who have spoken to you, saying, 'Your father made our yoke heavy, but you make it lighter on us.' Thus you shall say to them, 'My little finger shall be thicker than my father's waist or my father's loins,'" which means, "I will put more burden upon you, more burden upon you. And now, whereas my father put a heavy yoke on you, I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scourges or scorpions." So simply meaning more heavy whips. So basically, put heavier burden upon you. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on third day, as the new king says so. As the king had directed, saying, "Come back to me the third day." Then the king answered them here, wrathfully, not kindly, wrathfully. King Rehoboam rejected the advice of the elders, and he spoke to them according to the advice of the young man. Here, Rehoboam made three big mistakes. Number one, he did not seek God, for otherwise but men. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. But from there, meaning in the context of Canaanite land, because Moses delivers God's word, particular Deuteronomy, from there, the promised land, Canaanite land, you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. Simply, seek your God for answer, for direction, whatever, with all your heart. So you will find that answer from the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God, right here, we come to God, must is a requirement, not should. Should is a recommendation. Is a verb, must, mandatory. Must believe that he is. God is the present, now, not in the future, not tomorrow. He is the present now. And plus, that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So Rehoboam should diligently seek God for answer. Then Rehoboam would have received, would have a reward of that answer. So sadly, he did not seek God for otherwise but man. Number two mistake, he missed his father's Solomon's word. Proverbs chapter 15, written by his father Solomon, verse 1 said, a soft answer turns away wrath, which is anger, but a harsh word stirs up anger. But sadly, the king answered them wrathfully, you know, harsh word, that was stirred up anger, you know, to them, Jeroboam and the Jeroboam supporters. That's a second error. So number three error, he did not treat the elders' advice seriously as his father's advice, but simply accepted the peers' advice. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1. Do not rebuke an old man, but exhort him as a father. We should honor the older man as a father, older woman as a mother, younger man as a brothers. That is three big mistakes with the exercise over Rehoboam's free will, right here. Then is verse 14, and he spoke to them according to the advice of the young man, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add to it. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions or scourges or heavy whips. So the king did not listen to the people. Here, interesting, for the turn of events was from God. So here, king did not listen to the people with his own free will. But this is the event word from God, which means God allowed the events not to listen to them. The Lord might fulfill his word. He had spoken by the hand of Ahijah, the prophet, the Shilonite to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. So here, in a big picture, we can see God's character. Number one, God's foreknowledge, to know everything. Here, Rehoboam did not listen to the people, so treat us kindly rather than heavily, not listen. Number two, God's righteousness against Solomon's idolatry. Number three, the foreknowledge leads to predestination. So number four, character, goodness God's goodness not to finish at Solomon's time, but at his son's time for David's sake. God's faithfulness to keep covenant with David. So here, five characteristics we can see. Number one, foreknowledge. Number two, righteousness against idolatry. Number three, predestination, because after the death of Solomon, the country divided to country, predestination. Fourth one, goodness, God's goodness. God is not punished at Solomon's reigning time, but at his son's time, because of David's sake. So here, God's faithfulness to keep covenant with David. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16, God made a covenant with David, and your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever. So that's why through Jesus Christ, so God's kingdom established will be forever. So that is also, for example, that's a very interesting. Judas is a great betrayal with his free will, Jesus Christ, caused Jesus' crucifixion for our redemption. So basically, Judas is a great exercise his free will to betray Jesus Christ, which meaning sell Jesus Christ to Israel people. But that didn't cause the Jesus crucifixion. But on the other angle, crucifixion saved all people, whole picture. Also, Israelites following 10 spies' bad report caused the 40 years wilderness life. But in a big picture, God disciplined the Israel people to be able to fight against the Philistines for victory. That is Exodus chapter 13, verse 17, God said. Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So basically, God allowed Israel people to live in the wilderness life for 40 years. Then they are training to be able to get victory against the Philistines who reside in the promised land. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So we can see here five God's characteristics in big picture. God's foreknowledge, righteousness, predestination, goodness, faithfulness. Okay, verse 16. Now when all Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king Rehoboam, saying, what share or what portion have we in David? Rhetorical question. We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse, who was David. Every man to your tents, O Israel. Now see to your own house, O David. So all Israel departed to their tents, separated from David. So 10 tribes, except the Judah and Benjamin tribe, separated from David's line, Rehoboam the king here. But Rehoboam reigned over the children of Israel who dwelt in the cities of Judah, in the southern part, as the southern nation was called Judah. Verse 18, Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, who was in charge of revenue, which means the tax collector, but the children of Israel, the 10 tribes, stoned him with stones, and he died. Therefore, King Rehoboam mounted his chariot in haste to flee to Jerusalem in the southbound. So Israel had been in rebellion against the house of David to this day. So now capital city is Jerusalem from Shechem. So northern kingdom Israel, the 10 tribes, was reigned by Jeroboam, it's a servant of Solomon. Southern kingdom Judah, the 2 tribes, was reigned by Rehoboam, the son of Solomon. That's the result of Rehoboam's serious mistakes. Okay, let's see each question in verse 2. So it happened when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, heard it, he was in Egypt, where he had fled from presence of King Solomon, that Jeroboam returned from Egypt. Why did Jeroboam flee to Egypt? Because Solomon sought to kill Jeroboam, based upon Ahaziah's prophecy for Jeroboam to be a king over 10 tribes. Question 2, in verse 5. So he said, he, meaning Jeroboam, the new king, said to them, come back to me after 3 days. And the people departed. How did Jeroboam seek the answer? First, he sought the people, not, you know, sought God for advice. That's a big mistake. Then, number 2, he didn't listen the elders' advice as the father's advice. That's second mistake. Third one, Rehoboam himself, he did not, you know, pay attention to his father Solomon's the saying, kinder word. Soft answer turned away anger. He didn't listen to that. That is a really big mistake. And what lesson is it to us? No matter what circumstances, we always diligently seek God, you know, for answer, for direction, for the wisdom, you know, so any circumstances. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. First, we should believe God's presence, consciousness over God's presence, then we are seeking diligence to God. You know. Question 3, in verse 15, so the king did not listen to the people, for the turn of events was from God, that the Lord might fulfill his word, which he had spoken by the hand of Ahaziah, the Shilonite, to Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. What divine characters can see in a big picture. Here is God's foreknowledge and the predestination. Also God's righteousness against Solomon idolatries. And God's goodness, not punish Solomon's time, but after that is God's goodness. Also God's faithfulness. God is keeping his covenant with David, David's kingdom, to establish forever. So that kind of characteristics which we can see. Okay, let's just sing song all together on bulletin. Page 51, number 12. 51, number